I've got more questions about the dating game.
Okay.
It's been so long since I've been single, and I'm learning so much on the fly here.
I have no answer, so this will be fun.
Oh, I want your opinion. I'm not in an exclusive relationship right now.
Uh-huh.
But if I was to be, how do you know you're exclusive? Do you have to talk to the person? Or is it just the number of dates that you start hanging out with someone that naturally happens? Because that's been sort of getting me in trouble. I'm always worried that this person I've been on three dates with thinks we're exclusive, even though we haven't spoken about it. So she thinks I shouldn't be dating this person. It becomes one big mess.
Well, I think first off, there's probably going to be a conversation. But it's funny you bring this up because Anthony asked me this last week. It was like National Boyfriend Day. And he was like, did Art ever ask you to like be his girlfriend?
Right.
And I was like, I don't think so. I think we were just spending so much time together that I knew he didn't have time for someone else.
That's what I'm wondering.
And I was the only person. And yeah, so I don't think he like specifically came out and asked like, are we exclusive? But I do think there was a point in time where I asked him like, are you seeing anybody else?
Maybe that's the way to go. Cause it's like at 38 years old, it feels a little weird to say, hi, will you be my girlfriend?
Right.
Or will you date me? I'm not 14 years old anymore.
But we're passing a note. Right. Check the box. Let me know if I'm the only one.
Check yes or no. But is that how you do it? To avoid the conflict, to avoid the potential, you know, being on different pages with all this.
Well, I think up front, and what we learned about earlier this morning, if you are dating multiple people, is you have to be upfront about that. Let them know, look, like, I'm dating. We're not exclusive. But at that point where you do want to be exclusive, I think that's another conversation you have to have.
So it is a conversation. It's like getting engaged. It's like getting,
well, there's no ring.
No, but you're saying you are mine now. No, no more.
Okay. Not no Tarzan. You mine, Jane.
That sounded very possessive.
It did.
Sorry.
You my girl.
You mine.
No one else. Okay. Well, let's throw it out for people who are in the dating game. At what point do you know this is a serious relationship and it is just you? You are exclusive.
Right. Let us know. We need help. 888-431-3764.
How do you know you're the one, the only one in a relationship? At what point do you become exclusive? Oh my gosh, what did you drop over there?
So much trouble. My Coke Zero.
Oh.
Everywhere. You got me like animated and I hit it with my hands.
I didn't do it. You're worked up about
it. It's all your fault. Anyway, when do you know when you are exclusive? There is no one else when you date. You don't just go up and say, will you be my girlfriend or will you be my boyfriend, do you?
Or maybe you do. 562 text in, communication is key. So maybe it is having a conversation, being like, look, I'm the only one, you're the only one, we're on the same page here, right?
Right. I was looking for help from you with your Art, your husband, but you don't even remember.
No, that was a long time ago.
562 says, for my husband and I, when we were dating, I knew we were exclusive when we said, I love you, and met each other's family.
Okay, so maybe it's like milestones. When you hit those, you're like, okay, this means we're the only ones, right? Or how many girls are you taking to meet mom?
Right.
605 text in says, you know you're exclusive when the dating apps are deleted.
I heard that's a thing too, that you actually say to each other, all right, can we both agree let's delete our dating apps?
So is that the conversation then?
I know people that have said that before. So maybe that's the way to do it.
Because that would be kind of heartbreaking if you've been with somebody for a very long time and then, you know, they're like, oh, hey, go check my phone or whatever. And you're like, what's this Hinge app? Right. Why do you still have this?
It's still up. And you never know these days. That's why we're having this conversation. You never know when you are exclusive or if they're dating multiple people.
Hey, and maybe if you're like Marie who waited on Facebook, it's all about the ring. Says, I was dating a guy for 2 years, met a guy at work, went on a date with him to the movies, then went on a secret second date. He ended up asking me to marry him, and I said, yes, but I have to break up with my boyfriend.
What? What? Okay. I'm starting to feel better about myself in this crazy world we live in.
Wow, I'm so glad I don't date anymore.
We got to get back to the music because I'm going to clean up this mess.
Yeah, you better clean that up before the engineers come in. Well, it was down some street we could.